G'day, boys and girls. Uncle Snork here. Thanks for flicking on Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe just to help other people find the podcast. And I hope you enjoy this week's edition of the Little Big Podcast. Here are your hosts, Graham and Nathan.
Hello.
We're here.
Speak up there.
Hello, episode number 14.
I am absolutely starving, Marvin. I haven't had any food in a long time.
What was the last thing you ate?
Oh, a rice cake. That's just before 10. It's now 20 to 12. Oh, I'm missing out on my eggs. I have my eggs every single morning straight after the show, but we're busy boys today.
I'll be honest with you. My bowels are at me because I drank some coffee from a cat poo.
Yeah, we did a thing on the show this morning where my girlfriend came back from Bali and she had this local delicacy. It was Balinese. And it basically, I didn't tell you what it was, but it's a kind of a ferret type animal.
It's the weirdest looking thing I've seen.
And it goes into the coffee bean farm or whatever it is, or the berries. It eats this thing and it goes through their digestive system. It shits it out and then it picks the beans out of the poo, washes it, and then makes it into coffee. It's very expensive. One
I will
of the most
say,
expensive cups.
Like, you
of
gave
coffee.
It to me, and to be, I didn't know that obviously it was shitty cocoa beans or coffee beans.
Yeah.
Actually tasted lovely. It was a lovely coffee.
When we're on the subject, I went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, is everything okay? STI?
No, STIs, not this time. Just a little bit of a checkup. Went in to get the wrist checked, you know,
yeah.
The wrist.
How did you do that, just for the listener?
Football, hit the ball in goal, went back, it's a bit ligament damage for the last 5 months.
You saved the shot, bro, didn't you?
But while I was there, you know, I said, I have to get the wrist sorted. I go, look, I might as well ask about the old stomach as well while I'm here. And just ended up talking with the doctor about betting on football. Which was very interesting. He's telling me, he goes, I put on a bet the last day. He goes, Crystal, I put on a Crystal Palace to beat Chelsea 2-1 at the weekend. Won €250. And you did not. And he goes, oh, I had such a wonderful conversation with the doctor. I kept on going, no, but doc, you know, the stomach, I'm on the tablets and the tablets are going great. But every now and again, I have a bad day. Ah, yeah, don't worry about that. That's just the IBS. I go, oh, no, but seriously, I've got pictures of how my poo looks.
Did you show him a picture of your poo?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Different types of poo, because you've showed me some of them and ghastly looking.
I go, see, there's yellow bits in there and red. I don't know if that's from food, if that's
Is
blood.
Is that a red pepper?
He goes, don't worry about that. And I go, it usually happens after I go drinking heavily. And he goes, sure, that's it. So
Are you sure this man's a doctor? He sounds like someone off the street.
I met him under the bridge and he was...
the Brooklyn Bridge.
He smelled a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, it was such a warm atmosphere. And he came in and he looks at the chart and he goes, still with spin, are you? And I go, I am. I can't remember if I told you that. He goes, how's it going? And then I felt what he could have been doing was, you know, maybe it was just I was hypersensitive. Was he trying to suss out my life to see was I stressed or anxious to figure out was that related to my bowels without telling me up front? I think he might have been doing that.
Or perhaps he was a fanboy and wanted some inside information about the show.
Could have been doing that because he was like, I suppose that's a bit stressful, that line of work. And I go, to be honest, I'm not that stressed these days, no. And he goes, how's the show doing though?
Terribly.
I go, yeah, we're doing well, like number 2 or 3 in the market.
There you go, you can have that.
And he goes, I obviously want to do better. He goes, must be stressful trying to get the listeners in. And I go, well, we're new, so there's not much stress on us now, maybe in a few years. And he goes, what time would you get up at? And I go, am I in a shrink's office?
This is or therapy.
I came here talking about my wrist and I said I'd just throw in the old stomach to pad out, make the €60 worth it. You know when you go in there? And you're in the doctor and you go, I have to go for one thing. For me, it's not really worth €60. So you're trying to think all your whole body. Is there anything else that could be wrong with me that I might bring up? It's like, I had a bit of a sore ankle there back when I was 16. I actually broke my leg. Do you want to just check? Is everything all right there?
Have you ever gotten Mr. Yoo-hoo downstairs checked out?
Yeah, twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was that for an STI? Because I got an STI checked.
Yeah.
I didn't have one. But I peed into...
Sure.
Didn't have one. Gonorrhea, that's not an STI.
I suppose you can't get one of them if you're not having sex.
Come on, am I right? Am I right?
Spending too much time.
Wow. So I just peed into a small jar and I got some blood out, which was fine. You know, I didn't have to do the old-fashioned...
I thought you meant you were peeing blood.
I got blood from my penis.
Yeah,
could you imagine that?
Because the way you phrase it...
We need a bigger syringe. Come on. That little thing... Sure, five syringes, and you'd be doing that. Have you ever, so you have gotten a check there from this doctor, so he knows what you look like naked? This specific doctor?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so that's why you're all pally and friendly. You know each other.
But do you remember the, I remember I told this story ages ago. I think I told this on one of our radio shows, because we were in DIT at the time, and I went to the doctor for some other thing, some non-related STI check.
Yeah.
And they made me drop my pants. They go, while you're here, we'll check out. There must be protocol to check every student for STIs.
And no, man, that was just you.
I go, I've
heard
about
you. That was just you.
I've heard about this man's reputation. Surely he's got something. No, but and
it was
then
Harvey Weinstein.
But then the problem was, I was so nervous and I was taken aback. I was like, okay, but they had a trainee doctor in there as well.
Oh no!
There's nothing worse than as a trainee doctor in there looking at your
that's
junk.
Awful. Because you have to pay money to see your junk.
It was free. That was the.
Your that was the free clinic
the
in college.
Free clinic. That,
why did you go to that?
Because it was free.
Yeah, you have trainee doctors looking at your junk. How, no, thank you. How, I'll pay the 60 euro.
How unreal is that? That you just, they give out free doctors. You got free everything in college.
Have you
college.
Ever gotten your
free condoms?
Have you though?
What?
I was speaking to Jeremy Dixon about this yesterday. Have you ever gotten your prostate checked out?
I haven't. Maybe you should be careful what you say to Jeremy Dixon in a private conversation about his prostate before you put it on the podcast.
No, he was saying that he hasn't gotten it done. Adrian Kennedy has gotten it twice.
Again, I don't know if you should be saying that. But, I don't know, some people find that a turn on. Sticking a finger up your bum.
I'll tell you one thing I don't find a turn on. The Boiler Man.
Whoa. It's like he knew he was going to talk about the Boiler Man.
It's absolutely seamless what I'm doing. So, he came over on Tuesday.
Did the Boiler Man check your prostate? It's like going into the doctor. I'll do your boiler, but come on, pants down. I got to check your prostate as well as protocol. I'm really not sure.
Well,
no. It's check my certificate there. That's made on MS Paint, miss sir. Get those kecks down. Get your kecks down.
You should be using your finger, not a tool from your toolbox. Anyway, he came over on Tuesday. Okay, our boiler, it's not working. The heating, it won't ignite the flame. And you know, because we work weird hours, we're always at home during the day.
I hate that.
Roommates take advantage of us.
Oh yeah, you can be home to install the internet. Oh yeah, but you can come and collect that for me. No.
We have plans.
Yeah, I have to catch up on stuff that you watched last night on the television that I couldn't watch because I went to bed early.
And you want to be in conversation with them.
Yeah.
So what happened was, my brother Adam, love him, he said to me,
you know, well though, Nathan's given out about someone when he pays him a compliment first, but he's backhandedly
saying
stuff about
him. No, it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
And now he knows that his other brother Evan listens to the podcast, so whatever he says about his family, he's going to get back.
Shout out to Evan. Anyway.
And Bermuda.
Bermuda. He said to me, the Boiler Man, he's going to be coming over between the hours of 1 and 6.
Well, let me get this right. You're pretty angry that Adam has asked you to be there.
No, look,
that's why
I
you
understand.
Gave him the compliment at the beginning.
No, I just wanted to compliment my brother on a podcast.
That's all right.
So between 1 to 6, I have to be free for that. That seems ludicrous to me. Anyway,
I said when to him, I was 13, I had my first love.
I need to get my gains. I need to go to the gym. I'm working my shoulders.
So did you go journey?
I went to the gym and then I went back and the Boiler Man was there. Happy days. He was just outside. I've just arrived. I went, wow, this is destiny. So the Boiler Man, he comes in. You know my house. I'm sitting in the living room. 10 feet away from the couch in my living room is the boiler. So I show him, he's a man in his 60s with grey hair, yellow teeth.
Wooden leg, parrot on his shoulder.
Let me check your prostate. So he goes to the boiler and I say, here's the problem, it won't ignite. I've been here for a year now. Apparently, this happens every year, so it's not a big deal.
You've never had heating.
It's an old boiler. No, we always have to get it checked every year. It always goes out by the end.
Check your boiler, but not with Daniel O'Donnell.
He's there, he's rattling around. I'm sitting on the couch because I don't really want to talk to him that much.
It is always that awkward thing of, well, first of all, is it awkward or is it awkward? But secondly, when the people come over, what do you do?
I don't offer a cup of tea. I don't do that.
I will always offer. No, do you know what I'll do? If they're in the sitting room, I'll run in and go, John, do you want a cup of tea? And they'll go, yes or no. And if they say no, I'll say, grand, I'll just be in the kitchen and make them one. And I'll sit on the counter.
Oh, that is good. We don't have any tea bags. We can't afford milk. I'm very much struggling for money right now. This is why I'm doing the podcast. I need money big time. I need to check my prostate. It's 60 euro. So I'm sitting on the couch, and then I'm hearing this. Oh, she's a lady I love. The lady of my dreams. Sky Sports Football News.
He's got a classic singing boiler, man. He's got a singer on his hands.
The only girl for me.
Code Red, we got a singer. We got a singer in the boiler room.
I love her so dearly. And I'm thinking, what is up with this
chap? Is he caressing the boiler as he's doing this?
Sort of making out. Well, he's starkers. He's completely naked. And he's letting out a few groans. He didn't even take the boiler out for dinner. He's rattling away with the boiler, singing to the boiler. Then, for some unknown reason, he comes to me and he says, God, the storm was awful the other day. And I say, yes, it was, boiler man.
Good storm chat. Storm chat. No, 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 no.
Speaking about storm chat, kills around 5 minutes. Then from storm chat, we get on to football. Ireland, Denmark. Bit of football, God, this is fine.
This week has been perfect for small talk, hasn't it?
It went really well. Speaking about Ireland, Denmark. Speaking about the Welsh match. Happy days. Oh, we're bonding. This is good.
Beauty.
I do feel he seems a bit more dominant than me because I'm sitting and he's standing, towering
still
over me.
Naked.
He is naked. He has that swinging Mickey in front of my face, but I'm trying to ignore that because he's the boiler man. Show the boiler man some respect.
It's like a pendulum, like a watch, and you're in a trance.
I was hypnotized, Graham. His yellow teeth were talking to me. So then I get to really know my boiler man, and I'm staring at him and I'm thinking, Nathan, be present. Respect your elders. He's been on this earth a lot longer than me.
He's been on the boiler scene for a while.
He's telling me, I don't know how it happened, but he said to me, I was in the shop there and I was given out big time. Do you know what we are in this country, in Ireland? We're lambs. The government just does what they want and we go, yes, sir. Yes, of course, sir. Bah. And I said, yeah, I suppose we are. Just trying to agree with this boiler man because he's not all there.
He's not all there.
I don't know where he came from, Mountjoy.
When you think about it, there's a strange old man in your house and you can do nothing about it.
I'm
if he
powerless.
Starts to attack you because you're so weak and your shoulder will pop out. Your shoulder will dislocate for the third time and this man is in your house.
He's not going to bring me to the hospital.
He's got a tool bag of stuff that he could beat the crap out of you with. You got to agree with
him. He's an old man. I like to think I could take him.
I don't.
Like, it's hard when a man's naked, especially if he's covered in butter. He's very slippy. Where am I getting at? He's an angry boiler man.
He's angry with the world.
He's in the shop and he says, I was in the shop there this morning and I had all my groceries and the man at the till said, we don't have any of the 30 cent bags. Here's one bag, but it's 70 cents. And the boiler man says, are you serious? So you're not selling any 30 cent bags, but 70 cent bags? How is that fair? I want to speak to your boss. He's going on this massive tangent.
40 cents.
He gets the boss around. He ends up going, this isn't good enough. I'm leaving. And he said, I left all my groceries there and I went somewhere else. And then he said, I do this a lot. I do this a lot. I go into the supermarket and if I see an empty till, I get very annoyed. I see a queue and an empty till.
Okay, so say one of the... Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. So
you're in a supermarket, you'll just see one person's on the checkout.
Yeah, well,
and might be
okay, well, look, Aldi and Lidl have all the tills and they only ever operate two. Dunnes, Supervalue, Tesco. Tesco, not so much. Dunnes and Supervalue will operate them all.
Yeah.
To an extent. Yeah, I know the one that...
He's saying it really annoys him when he goes in.
It annoys me too. When there's such a big queue in Lidl and Aldi, just open up another till.
But they normally do.
They don't.
To be honest, come on. The Lidl and Rathmines, they're always opening it up.
I'm waiting for a sponsored tag here.
Well, we need to. Maybe we need to sponsor companies and then they'll hear this.
So what does he do when there's an empty till?
He gets a trolley. He says he fills it to the top full of frozen food. He goes to the empty checkout.
Does he want this food? Or this is a protest.
This is a protest.
This is like you smearing your feces over the wall when you don't get your own way.
I was Bobby Sands in a past life.
Is that
a problem? He puts all the frozen food on the empty checkout. And then, of course, someone working there says, sorry, that checkout's closed. And he goes, well, you should hire someone. And he leaves. And he goes, do you know why I leave all the frozen groceries there? Because they thaw. And someone will have to get up off their arse and put it back. Because we need more people. They're wasting my time. And I'm sitting there, Mr. Boilerman, fix my boiler, put on some clothes and get out of my house. And he says he protests all the time in Dublin. He says the police, they hit him with a baton. He has 16 stitches.
That explains a lot.
And then he eventually left. He was so strange, Graham. It really annoyed me.
Would it frighten you into getting another man into your house?
Definitely.
As in, if the sink, if the pipes under the sink were broken.
Well, I piss in the sink in my room.
Yeah, I know you do. Have you said that on the podcast yet? Because you do. Nathan has a sink, okay? And the thing I noticed was...
Oh, sue me. I have a sink in my room and I get drunk.
No, you don't. Even on sober nights, you piss in it. But the thing that... That's fine. Whatever. But there's toothpaste all over the sink as well. Which
I'm
means
working on that.
You brush your teeth in that sink. When you piss, the will splash up against...
It won't.
It splashes...
I'm telling you it won't.
It splashes up against the taps.
Can you not just pee in a straight line? I'm peeing right into the hole of the sink.
It will still splash up. It'll still hit off the little grid.
What are you concerned about? That I'm brushing...
Okay. I actually have noticed something else about your house. Okay. That I want now, you to...
You never slag off a man's house.
I'm not slagging off your house, but it's the way you position stuff in your house.
Don't judge a man's house.
So first of all, that sink... I know what you're saying, Mark. Just get it right down the hole. Understand it, but it will still clip off the edge.
I put bleach in the next day from time to time.
Just when you wash out your mouth after the toothpaste, do you put your mouth on the tap?
No.
You're underneath.
I actually just have a mouthwash. Okay. Listerine.
That's a little bit better.
Buy those sort of brands in Lidl.
That's a little bit better. Oh, no, you can't.
No, you actually
it's
can't.
It's Dentel or something like that.
Dentalux.
It is Dentalux.
Dentalux is so bad.
We had a discussion before in our house. I was like, when will we get to the stage where we stop buying Dentalux tooth stuff? Your teeth. No, it was you.
No, what did I say?
It was you.
Graham, I know I've made it.
Yes,
when
it was you.
I don't buy Dentalux or CN.
That's the thing I was about to go on to. My favourite part is CN in French or it's French is sure. So they've just ripped off Shure, used basically the same branding as well, and just used a French word.
I used the CN Mint, and no joke, my body was full of rashes.
Yeah.
Now, it was I slept with the boiler man.
It couldn't have been from the little stuff, though. God damn it, no. It couldn't be from this cheap mass-produced products. I was going to something else there. Oh, yes, the second thing from your bathroom, and we'll move on to the question there.
Are you saying the downstairs bathroom?
Yeah. I have big problems with your downstairs stairs. Well, I start off with the main problems with your downstairs bathroom first.
Go for it.
Clean the shower. Clean the shower.
At what point of the shower now?
I actually think it could be gone past the point of rescue.
Yeah.
It is pure scummy.
It's
because, you know,
the
water that comes out, the water is brown.
Yeah.
And then obviously we're cleaning dirt off our...
I'm sorry, what?
The water isn't brown.
Why did I say yes to that?
The water that comes out isn't always the cleanest because it's coming from somewhere else. It's not crystal clear water. So you're going to have constant water going
down. It's not drinkable.
I don't think it is.
Oh my.
It comes from a different space than the tap. I could be wrong. I don't really understand. But anyway, the one thing I need you to do is... Nathan's toilet. He sits down on the toilet, very narrow. And on to the right-hand side of the toilet, which is only a couple of inches, you got the wall to the right-hand side. And it's a little kind of small step where he has all his toilet rolls. That's perfect.
Yep.
But what you do also have down there, within a couple of inches from your toilet bowl, on a low level, about 6 inches off the ground, is your toothbrushes.
That's not mine. That's Adam and Hef, so I
you
don't really
need
care.
To tell them the amount of poo particles that will be on those toothbrushes is disgusting.
Where would the poo particles come from?
It flies out when the toilet. And when you flush the toilet, the water flushes down and the poo goes like that, but the particles will pop up. There, it's known that you have to keep it 6 meters or 6 feet away from your toilet because of the poo particles, and the particles rise up in the air.
Have you ever taken a poo in the winter time and there's steam coming from it?
Right.
Have you though? I know you have, and I know you have listening to this.
Okay. We have an email. If you want to email us any question, we always finish off every single podcast with a question.
Should we read out another review?
Do we have one?
We do.
I haven't actually checked the
You
podcast,
need to check the reviews. They're great. We really appreciate them. Because you're reviewing this and it actually makes no sense towards the podcast. You keep speaking, eh?
Okay, will I go the email first?
Yeah.
It's from Slinky, a return emailer.
Yes,
G'day, Slinky. Folks. Not unlike the origin of my greeting stereotypical pastime, the boomerang, I'm back. This week's question is in relation to last week's episode and the topic of Sarah's late cat, Misty. Of course, Nathan's girlfriend Sarah's cat died and he had to deal with Sarah being very upset. If you could return to life as an animal, what would you be? Thanks, Slinky. It's an age-old question.
An animal. Obviously an animal that lives for a long time.
Yeah. But see, do animals that don't live for a long time realise they're not living for a long time? As in, you know, a bee lives for, what, a day or something like that and stinks something and it dies.
See, if we
does
say...
Does it know that it's not living for a long time? Does it know?
Does it have hopes? Does it have feelings?
Does it have a subconscious?
A dog does. A monkey. They're the closest things to humans.
Yeah. What would you be?
I wouldn't want to be a lonely animal. No? I wouldn't want to be on my own trying to hunt things.
I answered this question a couple of days ago. I can't even remember what I said. I always change it because I actually...
Do you know, I would say a dung beetle for a cheap laugh.
Yeah.
But the listeners are not
I'm
laughing.
Not laughing.
No one's laughing.
You've used that joke before at me, so I'm like, I'm not laughing anymore. Dung beetle. Horse. I think I'd like to be a racing horse because...
They're treated terribly.
No,
they get
treated like
shot.
Gods. Have you gone down? Yeah.
If you miss a bush,
humans,
you get shot in a shed.
Humans get shot if they don't pay back their drug dealer.
Very true.
You know, similarities. I've been down to the stables down in... Where are the stables?
I'm sorry, what? You go down at night time? Is this preparation for the show?
I went down to the horse sales with Claire before and I can't remember where it was. Someone's looking in the window, so we got to move quickly. But I went to the horse and they are treated so bloody well. If your horse and you have semen that will give birth to a racehorse,
why are you speaking about horse's semen?
You were treated phenomenally.
Yeah, but I think...
Horse, a racehorse. Oh my God.
Oh my... Who is this?
Sean Reedy.
Sean Reedy.
Off of Dermot and Dave from Today FM.
Recently, Dermot and Dave.
Oh, just recently. Sean, right. How's things?
Good, how are ye?
Who was that looking in the window just before we... Who just after coming from there, a girl?
Serena Blissmo.
Okay, we got it.
Lovely lady. Can we just say, Sean, introduce yourself to the listener. Why are you important in radio?
Yeah.
I came up with the idea of this podcast.
You came up with the name.
No, there would be no Little Big Podcast if it wasn't for me.
Fun fact about Sean, he got sacked from Spin last year.
Yeah, fired.
Fired.
Why did you get fired?
I arrived into work one day naked.
Well, that's going on with a similar team to the whole podcast. You also lied in your CV earlier on in radio.
I was, what, 17?
No, you weren't 17.
No, you were 21.
You were 20.
I'm 21 now.
No, you're not. You're 23.
Jeez, you've aged terribly.
Sean, we're asking, if you were to come back as a cat, I mean as an animal, what would you be? Or what species of cat would you like to come back as?
Ginger. Is that a species of cat?
Jesus.
This is what we're doing.
Sean, what's the plan for today? What are you doing?
I came in here to see if me and Nathan were still going for coffee after this.
I have to do something with Virgin Media. Other
are you still looking for a sponsor for the podcast?
Yeah, Virgin Media, we're going down. Am I not invited to this coffee?
Are we not going to a meal tomorrow?
Am I not invited to this coffee?
Are we not doing a meal?
No. Hold on a second.
Can I paint a picture for the listeners?
Yeah.
I asked both Graham and Nathan yesterday, did they want to go for lunch? Nathan was all like, yeah, I'd love to. Graham, sorry, I have to go on the TV.
Yeah.
What are you doing on TV, you bollocks?
Yeah,
I'm on Elaine.
That's a great show. We love Elaine.
I'm on Elaine, TV3. Tune in.
So what type of animal will we just say?
I said racehorse.
Common house dog.
And Sean?
What would I come back as? I think a tiger.
So it is one part of the cat family.
Yeah, I think I'd come back as a tiger.
And Sean, just very briefly, anyone that wants to get into radio, come on.
Don't do it.
Email grahamandnathan@gmail.com. Any questions for us? Sean, feel free to email us anytime as well.
Thank you.
And
he has an attitude problem.
We got to go because the studio. Guess what?
What?
It's booked. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. If you liked what you heard, rate and review and subscribe as well. It'll help other people find the podcast and you'll be alerted every time there's a new episode. Catch you next Thursday for more adventures and fun from Graham and Nathan. Until next time, I'm Uncle Snork. You have yourself a good week.